Another hot day yesterday and another round of afternoon showers and storms. Get ready for the repeat today. We had some heavy downpours yesterday, localized amounts of an inch plus. Now, again, amounts varied considerably over pretty short distances, which is typical for this time of year. But we're at least in that wet season pattern where we get enough showers and storms each day so that everybody gets in on at least some rain at one time or another. In many spots, some really good downpours. And boy, it was a shelfy kind of day yesterday, so to speak. There were some classic shelf clouds, especially at the coast. I tweeted them out, also Instagram and Facebook fan page, at Mike First Alert. You can get a look at them. Some great pictures, some great video, some good time lapses from our SkyCam network. And we're likely to see the same thing, the same kind of thing this afternoon. The first isolated storms as early as the noon hour, especially west of I-95, increasing in coverage and intensity as they approach I-95, and then strengthening even more as they encounter the Atlantic sea breeze between I-95 and the beaches. Keep an eye to the sky and respect that lightning, as we talk about all the time. Temperatures still reach the low to mid-90s today before the storms develop. Down into the 70s tonight. Tomorrow, the storm coverage looks to be a little less. Even today, it won't be much more than about 50 to 60% of the area, but tomorrow down to about 40% of the area. But still, some locally heavy afternoon storms for you Friday, with highs near 95. And then over the weekend, an uptick in the storms, as we've been talking about and giving you the first alert about all week long. Quite a few afternoon showers and storms, both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday looking particularly stormy at this point. Still reach the low 90s, but those storms will pack a punch with gusty winds, frequent lightning, and very heavy rain. We do it again Sunday afternoon. And then we have that wind shift that I talked about yesterday in the weather discussion for the early part of next week. Winds out of the southeast, onshore winds, in other words. And that changes the narrative a little bit as we get into next week. For rainfall and the overall weather pattern, it means a higher rip current risk at our area beaches. It also introduces the potential for locally heavy morning showers along the coast, inland to about I-95, but then shifting west of I-95 and developing into thunderstorms in the afternoon. So that's quite a different pattern change compared to what we've had over the last, really, better part of the last couple of weeks. And then the temperatures will be moderated somewhat because of the morning showers and then the onshore flow. So temperatures will not likely get much out of the 80s at the beaches. We'll make it into low 90s inland, maybe some mid-90s west of Highway 301, where it takes longer for the storms to develop. But overall, not as hot. And then we have a little bit different distribution, if you will, of the rainfall, both in coverage and timing. Again, closer to the coast in the morning, much more inland in the afternoon. And in Talking the Tropics with Mike, updated every single day at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Nothing cooking. We're in good shape. I talk a little bit about the big dust cloud out over the central and eastern Atlantic, which oftentimes is ballyhooed a little bit more than it really ought to be, and I explain that in Talking the Tropics with Mike. But for whatever the case, just not much in the way of anything out there of much concern right now and anytime real soon either, as we're looking at a quiet period in the Atlantic, which is good news. With OI Weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.